Are back in session. Keelan, could you please read items 681, 82, and 83?
681, authorized contracts with Kaiser Health Plan of the Northwest, Vision Service Plan Insurance Company, Moda Health Plan, Inc., Oregon Dental Service, DBA, Delta Dental Plan of Oregon, and Standard Insurance Company from July 1st, 2019 through June 30, 2024, as administratively required by Bureau of Human Resources for the city's self-insured and insured plan offerings beginning July 1, 2019.
Colleagues, these ordinances are related to the city's employee benefits program. The set of contracts with health insurance providers that are before you today are the result of an RFP process and negotiations that the Bureau of Human Resources carried out over the course of the past year, working with the city's benefit consultants and members of the Labor Management Benefits Committee. Kathy Bless is here. She's the Deputy Chief Human Resources Officer, who will walk us quickly through these three ordinances. Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. We'll need to read the next two as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we not get the, I apologize.
No, the first one please. Was really long. Sorry.
Not my fault, not yours.
Okay. 682, authorized contract renewal with Aon Consulting, Inc. for employee benefits consultant services through June 30, 2024 in an amount not to exceed $3,811,105. 683, amend the City of Portland Employee Benefits Program to reflect necessary plan design changes as recommended by the Labor Management Benefits Committee and as administratively required by the Bureau of Human Resources for the City's plan offerings beginning July 1, 2019.
That's much better. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor.
No, we're going to do 684 separately at the end. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Again, I'm Kathy Bless, Deputy Chief Human Resources Officer with BHR. I will tee it up, three ordinances within this time certain, and then we will offer our balance of the time to the Fire Bureau and you, Commissioner Hardesty, for the next ordinance. Item 681 authorizes the contracts with Kaiser Health Plan, Vision Service Plan, Moda Health Plan, Oregon Dental Service, and Standard Insurance. Item 682 is authorizing a contract renewal with Aon Consulting to ensure the continuation of consistent actuarial support and negotiation on behalf of the healthcare plans. The last is item 683, which amends the city's plan design and plan document for the 2019-20 plan year. This is the portion in which Labor Management Benefits Committee makes recommendations to council. We include those changes within the plan document. There were minimal changes this year. We did waive all mental health copays under all plans so that we could remove barriers and support the mental health initiative that's rolling out next week. And then we also implemented a telehealth option through OHSU at a $10 copay. If you have any questions,
Very
I'm
good,
here
Colleen.
To
any questions?
Answer.
Is there any public testimony on 681, 82, or 83?
We have one person signed up, Yasmin Ibarra.
Very good. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. This is my first time actually providing testimony before
well,
the
welcome.
Council. I'm usually behind the scenes. My name is Yasmin. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. My name is Yasmin. I'm the Political and Governmental Affairs Liaison for SEIU Local 49. I'm here today because you all are voting on a large contract with Standard Insurance, and we believe that this company is not aligned with the city's commitment to providing great jobs for our community. Standard Insurance owns the Standard Plaza and the Standard Insurance Center buildings in downtown. And up until this month, those buildings were being cleaned by a union janitorial company. Those union jobs allowed for workers to have fair wages, affordable health care, and important worker protections. And unfortunately, Standard decided to go with a non-union company, laying off 15 workers of whom we represent. The company they decided to go with is Millennium Building Services, and in my testimony, it provided a couple examples of the problems that workers have encountered with this company. We believe that Standard Insurance switching from a union company to a non-union company is really undermining the work that janitors in our region have fought really hard to raise. I have a picture of Adela here. I'm sure that you all have seen Adela. She is a janitor who's a leader in our union. She worked for the Standard Insurance building for 9 years and with a union janitorial company for 19 years. And she's one of those 15 people who's going to lose their jobs. I'm here because I believe the city should be prioritizing and working with companies that provide good jobs for our community and that are reflective of the city's values. And on behalf of these 15 workers and their families, I'm asking that the city reach out to the Standard Insurance Company and ask them to restore its contract with the union company and be more in alignment with the city's commitment to good jobs.
I have a couple questions, Mayor.
Commissioner Fish, yeah, sure.
So, first of all, this is your first testimony?
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And did you notice she was right on the bus?
Right on time.
Well, I was trying real hard.
We hope you set an example for some of the people that come here and manage to give their testimony while the thing is going, every bell and whistle is going off. So your request is that we reach out to the Standard to discuss this decision. And you know this council is on record as strongly supporting justice for janitors and the campaign to bring fair wages and benefits, whether it's a union or non-union context, to janitors in the city of Portland. So I think that's a fair request. I don't have a formal statement from the Standard on this issue. I'll check my mail when I go back, but so we have your appeal. And I think this is an emergency item because we're required to put into place these things so that we have continuity in our healthcare. But I think it's perfectly appropriate for you to put this marker down. And I see no reason why the city can't pursue this on a dual track basis, which is proceed with the recommendations from our committee while also engaging the Standard on this issue of who they choose to hire as janitors. And we're also collectively aware of the fact that if the percentage of people providing services in Portland falls below a certain amount, it affects everyone's ability to get health care.
That's right.
So this is an issue near and dear to my heart. You have my commitment that I will work with SEIU to engage this issue. And I appreciate that you've decoupled the two issues, that you haven't said, no, don't proceed with the recommendation today, but at the same time you said, would we make an overture? And you have my commitment to do that.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Excuse
me,
Mayor.
Commissioner Hurstie, then Commissioner Daly.
Thank you. Could we bring, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Kathy Bless.
Kathy back up so that we can get Kathy on the record to find out what Kathy's going to do as she's moving this contract forward.
Well, Kathy doesn't have anything to do with janitors.
No, but she's going to be the one negotiating the contract, right? I mean, what we're doing is actually approving this contract, right? And they're going to be moving it forward. So I just want to know how much time we have between the time we approve this and the time it's actually signed. July 1? Is it past July 1? I guess it is.
It is.
It's July 10th. Okay, so... what's your recommendation for us?
You have my commitment to absolutely take this forward and work with the commissioner and the mayor's offices to address this within Standard Insurance.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, but I want us to be really proactive. I believe that we as a city council have been really clear that we value union employment, right? We value good wages. We value health care, et cetera, et cetera. Why are you getting a little nervous over there?
Because we can't dictate union employment. Yeah. We advocate for standards of adequate wages and benefits.
Right.
When we intrude into the conversation by insisting that it be union versus non-union, we've gone beyond the scope of what we've done historically, because that's interfering with the right of workers to make that judgment.
I appreciate that, but we can certainly advocate for a living wage and health care and vacation and all the things that are associated with taking care of employees, right?
That's why, Commissioner, I consistent with SEIU's previous overtures to us on this issue and the request that was made by the organizer, I thought I was hoping I was speaking for the council and saying at the leadership level we will take this up. and engage the standard on this issue, which was the request. Mm-hmm. Kathy's job is to provide the health care benefits, and I just wanted to keep them separate.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Just want to make sure everybody's on the record, having the same value system in place. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes.
Great. I'm for somebody who is testifying for the first time, you certainly got everything all riled up. Yes. Well done.
And she did it with a smile the whole time.
Could you come back weekly, and we'll put you on first, just so we'll sort of set a standard for our testifying.
She's good. Commissioner Udaly.
I got somewhere to go, people. I just want to say, similar to Commissioner Fish, I need a little more information, but certainly supportive of your concerns, and let's follow up.
Great, thank you. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions on 81 to 83? Please call the roll, Keeling, on 681 ordinance.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Kathy, thanks for all the great work you do and also for putting in place a flexible spending account process this year, which is 10 times easier to use and to access than the ones we've had in the past. You and I have had this conversation on an ongoing basis. Really appreciate your responsiveness and the way you manage this process. Aye.
Thank you.
Wheeler.
Great job, Kathy. I've been asked by Commissioner Fritz to read her statement as a courtesy. I will thank you for reading the statement into the record while I visit my mother in England. I hope my colleagues on the council will support my request to the Labor Management Benefits Committee to explore options for improving fertility coverage for City of Portland employees in this upcoming fiscal year. As an employer of choice, the city commits itself to attracting, developing, and retaining a diverse, culturally competent, fully engaged workforce providing excellent public services. In my time on the council, we have added inclusive benefits for city employees, including paid sick leave, paid parental leave, including foster and adoptive parents, cognitive behavioral therapy for autism, and transgender health care. There are often huge financial barriers to fertility care, which has negative impacts on income as well as an employee's mental health as they navigate the complex journey of trying to start a family. At the same time, the cost burden to the city is likely to be minimal. In Massachusetts, the state with the most comprehensive mandate for infertility coverage, the cost of coverage was one of the lowest amongst its mandated benefits at just $2.49 per member per year. There are also disproportionate impacts of this coverage on single and LGBTQ plus parents, in particular through fertility care needs, though fertility care needs are not exclusive to these communities. Fertility is a fundamental part of healthcare and should be accessible to everyone, regardless of age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, or marital status. My staff and I look forward to supporting the LMBC's pursuit of improved benefit options in this area. That from Commissioner Fritz. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Item 682. Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
682.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted. 683. Call the roll.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted. Read item 684. A last bit of business. Thank you, Kathy.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Oregon Health and Science University in an amount not to exceed $250,000 for medical wellness director services for Portland Fire and Rescue firefighters.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you very much, Mayor. I am so excited to have my fabulous intern fire chief here to discuss this new benefit that we're making sure will be in place and a wonderful partnership we're creating with OHSU. Take it away.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Gillespie, Interim Fire Chief for Portland Fire and Rescue. I know you've had a very busy day, so I'll be brief here. The ordinance today is to add a critical piece of the International Association of Firefighter, International Association of Fire Chief Wellness Fitness Initiative into our health and wellness program. This IGA with OHSU will provide physician oversight and referral capabilities to our firefighters. They will also be analyzing data to determine risk factors and to suggest mitigating practices to reduce injuries and illnesses within our workforce. Beside me here, I have Janet Woodside, who is our EMS program manager. She's been with Portland Fire and Rescue for close to 20 years and has been taking the lead in our health and wellness program for our firefighters. She's done an incredible amount of work in moving us forward in this arena, and we would be happy to take any questions that you have about this IGA.
Can you think of any reason why this council should not support this ordinance?
No.
Okay, I'm ready to vote.
Great. All right. Moving right along.
Any other questions? Commissioner Hardesty?
No.
Commissioner Udaly? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Very happy to support this. We all need to take better care of ourselves, but especially our first responders. I vote aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Ordinance is adopted. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
My apologies. You had to be here so long to get that quick.